about this thick skin on the bacon like that?
Well, that's a rind.
And then this kind of meat that's that you might use to cook vegetables, season vegetables with. It's mostly fat, it's salt.
Well, you go and you say, yeah, I want a little fat bacon. But there is another term, too.
Well, at home,
fat bacon, I think, is what they...
Fat back most of the time.
Well, no. I think all those things like that, to me, people from the country, I know, use those terms, or the people in the city around here don't use those same expressions, see? And you could probably go, like I say, out here, Shepherdsville or someplace like that, or just up here in the edge of Jefferson County, and you could get all those country and farm expressions different before than mine, see? Just that little bit of difference away. But those people were probably, their backgrounds all from little rural sections.
Well, what about this kind of beef that's dried and it's like very thin?
Well, that's chipped beef.
Then milk that has gone sour and got lumps in it.
Well, that's you're probably thinking of cottage cheese.
Well, yeah,
or clabber. There's a clabber milk too.
Yeah,
that's probably what it is.
That's what I was thinking. Do you ever hear any other term besides cottage cheese for this cheese?
Schmierkäse.
Mm-hmm.
That's German.
Yeah, is
up
that
in Ferdinand and Jasper and around up in Indiana and around in Louisville here, around Germantown, where the basic background is all German. Why? They call it Schmierkäse or Schmierkäse.
But you yourself use
cottage cheese. See, we're all influenced by the present-day things so much that we forget about the things we used to call those things. Or at least I do.
Well, what about this, maybe you've got a pudding of some sort, and you have a sweet stuff, sort of thick liquid you pour over it, what do you call that?
Well, that's a sauce.
Then, food that you eat between meals.
Oh, they're just snacks.
What time did you eat? We eat what, at 6 o'clock? Bastard.
We ate.
And how often have you
eaten?
Then you say, I'm going to make some coffee, cook some coffee, boil some coffee. What do you say?
I'm going to make some coffee.
You say, your wife says, I'm going to fix breakfast, make breakfast, cook breakfast, or what?
Fix breakfast.
And this kind of pie is made out of fruit that's in a deep dish with a crust over the top, usually not a crust on the bottom. Or it might have a crust.
Cobbler? Is that what you're getting at?
You go into a store and want a soft drink. What do you ask for? I mean, not any particular kind, but
yeah.
Give me a
what? Well, that's a hard thing to say now with all the competitive brand names, see?
Somebody said, would you like to have just a general expression for all soft drinks? You say a bottle of pop or?
No, I don't. I know they do in the small places, or soda or something like that. Pop is a general term, is what probably you're looking for.
Would you use that?
But I never use pop. No, it's never pop to me.
Well, you'd probably just say something.
You know what I'd do? I go and say, give me affairs. I don't go for the soft drinks much.
No.
I like beer.
Well, there's nothing better.